Happy New Year. I'll do that for tradition's sake. I don't know what's ahead. I do know between now and the 20th and maybe a day or two after, extremely dangerous times. Until Donald Trump is sworn in, and we all hope he gets there, we are at grave risk. This animal, this creep, I don't want to insult animals, this subhuman in the White House has obviously been demonstrating behaviors that are not psychologically, mentally, or emotionally normal or sound for someone who occupies that office. This whole Russian thing, baseless, legless, no evidence, nothing. He is either insane or being the sock puppet that we know he is, being directed by insane people. Soros last week said, and I posted the story, if it takes Armageddon to get rid of Trump, to stop Trump, that's what has to happen. How many years have I told you over and over that those who are in control of the Western world and essentially the planet, whether they're actually human or not is irrelevant? Because if they are confronted with losing the control that we have seen so grotesquely and graphically portrayed with the Clinton Foundation and the other horrible things we've been exposed to, Pizzagate, the invasion of Europe by Muslim animals, sub-animals. We know those people in control will take all of us down with them rather than lose that control. That's what I've been saying for close to 20 years. And I believe that is absolutely on the table. I believe you're seeing it all the time. Do not be surprised if Obama attempts to incite a regional war with Russia. It'll be a false flag operation that'll start it. Don't be surprised if Obama and his handlers and the international bankster elite that control the planet light off a nuke in an American city or two. 9/11, we're overdue. They'll blame Iran immediately, and there'll be war on Iran. Or they'll blame the Russians and the Iranians, but they'll take it on, take it out on the Iranians, because the Iranians are an easier target. However, as Tim Riefat has said for many, many years, Iran has cobalt weapons. They don't need nukes. A few suitcase dirty bombs with cobalt, one on Wall Street, a couple in downtown New York, doesn't matter. And all of a sudden, you don't go into Wall Street anymore for at least 100 years. You don't go into downtown New York anymore. You fly over it in a Cessna and you dump it out the window. Cobalt, dust, powder. Or you put an explosive device with it clad around it. It doesn't, it's so easy. There's so many things that could happen. Dozens and dozens of scenarios are out there. The bottom line is, we're in 2017 now. Europe is under attack. There was a horrible picture of over 1,000 Muslim savages. Yes, that's what they are, scaling a 20-foot barbed wire fence on the border of Morocco to try to storm a Spanish enclave right next to Morocco. The police stopped them. 10 police are in critical condition. One officer lost an eye, many others injured. About 25 of the animals were hurt, subhuman animals. There is only one way. Now, this may sound a little harsh to you. There's only one way to deal with this invasion of Europe, and that is shoot to kill. No more mollycoddling, no more releasing them after they've gang-raped a little boy or a little girl. They're not fit, as Tim would say, for purpose. They're not fit to be on this planet. They must be exterminated and extracted from Western civilization and sent back from whence, to whence, and from whence they came. They don't belong here. They cannot, will not, and there are some exceptions, but the vast majority of devoted members of the so-called religion of Islam will never assimilate. It's not allowed. Period. Sharia law is it. The Constitution, garbage. You're going to see Donald Trump, we hope, do something very quickly to turn this around. Look at the top picture story on rents and read the stories. Stay informed, please. It's your life that's on the line here. And Obama is doing everything he can to bring as many of these savages in here. It's got to be shoot to kill. There's no talking with them. And believe me, if they're ordered to take up arms and begin to kill Europeans en masse, they'll do it. They're just waiting. This thing is getting worse and worse and worse. And Tim Riefat is over in Brighton right now. He's watched it from a front row seat all the way along. Hello, Tim. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Jeff. As I say, it's a wonderful time.
Yeah, yeah.
A joy
yeah.
to behold. I was just wondering with your diatribe against the new masters of Europe, what are you going to do about London, where 60% of the population are non-white, and they've got a Muslim mayor, and he'll order the white police force and army to protect the Muslims and Negroids and the rest of these non-whites from a terrorist like yourself, Jeff?
Anyone involved in a mass effort to break into a country, cross a border, they burned 650 cars in France.
We've got 60% of the 10 million population of London being the people you're talking about, Jeff. That's 6 million just in London.
Wait. Are you telling me there are 6 million Muslims in London?
6 million non-whites, Jeff.
That includes Indians. Okay. There are a lot of Indians.
Many of whom are Muslim, Jeff. You've also got black Christians, etc., but you've got black Muslims. So,
well, the idea of civil insurrection, mass gang raping, must be dealt with summarily and quickly. You cannot put these people into the courts.
You've got it completely and utterly
wrong. That's why we have Tim on the program.
Because according to the mainstream press, we've got Mr. Trump recently appointed Steve Bannon as his chief strategist, a man who, in his role as executive chairman of the conservative news site Breitbart,
right,
has overseen the publication of articles with headlines including "Trannies 49 times higher HIV rate," "Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy," and "Political correctness protects Muslim rape culture." Now, not every fake news story is a product of malevolent intent, but this doesn't lessen the severity of the overall problem. Some of the people behind these stories are simply trolls, while others are highly sophisticated individuals. So
you're
spouting fake news, Jeff. It doesn't exist. We know that all of the reports about...
It's an affliction I can't beat.
All of the reports, according to the mainstream news, about Muslims are fake. We know that immigration will be high if we remain in the single market, according to the papers. And we've had, according to the most recent official figures, show the total international net migration was at near record estimated level of 335,000 in the year to the end of June. That's in the UK, but that's fake news, of course, because the right wing people
totally
are talking about uncontrolled immigration, so that's suddenly fake.
Totally.
British woman's tale of captivity shows reality of UK slavery. The UK's first independent anti-slavery commissioner has said people need to have a much more open mind regarding who might be a modern-day slave, after a British woman told of how she was enslaved for 13 years. In a new book called Secret Slave, the 44-year-old woman who uses the pseudonym Anna Rustin writes about meeting a taxi driver whom she calls Malik in 1987 when she was just 15. She claims Malik held her captive in his family home and subjected her to sadistic sexual and psychological abuse for more than a decade, beating and raping her and selling the four babies she had in captivity. Anne's account shows just how real modern-day slavery is, how it's happening in the UK, Kevin Ryland told BBC Radio 4's Today programme. This isn't something that's happening miles away. We look at the most recent figures for up to June of last year, and there's been a sharp increase in the number of people from the UK who have entered into the national referral mechanism for slavery. It's a big problem here. Anna's brought up by her grandmother, but following her death, the girl experienced years of neglect and abuse, including rape, by the time she was 11, the BBC reported. Malik wasn't, this is the pseudonym for the Muslim, wasn't anything to look at, but the smile just made me feel comfort. I thought he likes me, he's going to be kind and probably give me some affection, which I never had, she told Today. He said, come and meet my mum for a cup of tea, and I didn't think anything of it. I just got in the car and went to his house, and then I wanted to go home, and I thought any minute now he'll say, come on, get your shoes and we'll take you home, but it never happened. During her captivity, Anna said she was in and out of hospital with horrific and sometimes life-threatening injuries, yet no one picked up on it. Could that be MI5 suppressing it? We know the MI5 pedos are protecting the Muslims. There were three or four people with me, so I couldn't speak. I never answered the doctors. I just shook my head. I just wish that if someone had left the room, I could say to the doctor, I'm being held, I need help. But they never left the room. It was when Malik's family announced they were going to Pakistan and taking Anna with them that she made the decision to get out and managed to slip a note unnoticed to a health visitor. So we've got families of Pakis having rape slaves. This health visitor agreed to help Anna and arranged a date to be waiting outside in her car. Despite escaping and later being treated, and being threatened by her kidnapper, Anna, who has now been reunited with her children, has not given a statement to the police. It's because I'm scared for my family. Yeah. I'm scared he's going to come after me if anything goes missing. If anyone goes missing, I'll always think of him. Has he done it? So we've got these Paki families, all protected by MI5, having their little white rape slaves in houses and all across the land. And we've got another one. A widow has blamed austerity for mistakes which led to a mentally ill man being free to kill her husband. Renowned academic Dr. Jerome Insick, 41, was set upon as he left home in Islington, North London, to post cards announcing the birth of his daughter Fleur a year ago. Nigerian foreign student Femi Nandap, 23, admitted carrying out the frenzied knife attack and was handed an indefinite hospital order in October. Since then, Dr. Ensick's widow has emailed an open letter to politicians, including Labour leader and Islington MP Jeremy Corbyn and London Mayor Sadiq Khan, calling for an independent investigation into the circumstances of her the death. The CPS did not even know he was in a mental hospital, so they basically released him so he could come out and murder her husband. So that's MI5 releasing mad Negroid Muslims to run rampant on the streets. And of course we've got this horrific racism in Romania. President rejects first Muslim and woman as PM. This absolute monster, Jeff. Romania's president has blocked the appointment of its first female and first Muslim prime minister. Klaus Iohannis gave no further explanation regarding his decision to reject the proposed nomination of Civil Scheide, put forward by the Social Democrats PSD. A Romanian president has never turned down a nomination for prime minister before. So as I say, the world's gone mad. In Britain, we've got MI5 protecting Pakistani families, having their little white rape slave girl in the home, unlocking...
that's not an exaggeration. If that, excuse me, Tim, if that woman was in a hospital multiple times And this had to be.
MI5, the pedos of MI5 are protecting all of the Muslims in the country because of national security, and of course because the Rothschilds who run MI5 are determined to fully miscegenate and destroy Western society. But these Romanians, we need troops to be sent to Romania to force this racist president to accept his Muslim prime minister.
Wow.
And to say how bad a thing is getting in Romania when the master race of Muslims aren't allowed to have a prime minister, while in Britain we've got every single Pakistani family of note having their little white rape slave ready and waiting to be beaten, tortured, and buggered by the Pakistani men of the household. It's brilliant.
You people listening do not know what's coming. You don't. If you don't know now, you're going to find out soon enough.
No,
when I say, let me finish. When I say this must be dealt with shoot to kill, when there's massive civil insurrection, when there's massive shooting against whites, knifings, bombings, whether it be a suicide bomber or a car bomb, this is all coming here. And you do not take these people into court and give them their rights. You deal with it immediately. That's the only way to stop it. There's no other way.
No, they're above the law in Europe and the
UK.
That's
the point. They're above the law.
Police,
that's the point.
The secret police are protecting them. And when Breitbart talks about it, it's called fake news. So I'm just saying we've got lots of fake news around because this is in the mainstream papers. So one can see that all of the mainstream papers of the UK are running fake news because they've got all these terrible stories about these mad Muslims, which, of course, can't be true because the definition of fake news is that it says nasty things about the Muslims or the Jews or anyone who's not white.
650 cars were burned in France on New Year's Eve. This is obvious who's doing it. We don't even have to look at the story. You can fill in the blanks. It's just getting worse and worse, Tim, and as you know.
That's brilliant. And then, of course, we've got the front page story on the Mail today. Please get better, ma'am. It seems that the cannibal paedophile sow, Queen Elizabeth II, is still ill. She didn't go to church at Christmas. She couldn't go to church.
Must be pretty sick.
New Year's Day, and it seems that there's some sort of curse which is descended upon the Queen and the royal family. As I say, it's rather strange. And we've got another story. Mortality. Watch out, celebrities. The Reaper is here to stay. Remember, I was talking about using psychic warfare to try and kill all the A-listers. The 2016 death list seems to go on forever. Just take the last week or so. George Michael, Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, Richard Adams, Rick Parfitt, Rabbi Lionel Bleu, Zsa Gabor. A few months ago, a New Yorker cartoon depicted an angel advising death. Maybe cool it on the beloved celebrities for a bit. The BBC has confirmed a spike in celebrity deaths across the whole of 2016.
We need to protect our celebrities. They're the ones who inspire us to greatness.
To kill them. It used 30% more pre-prepared obituaries compared to the previous year.
Huh.
So one can see that according to the BBC, 30% more A-listers died last year, which of course is good news because my aim is to kill every A-lister on the planet using psychic warfare. And it's rather good that the American military has spent trillions on psychic warfare because the entire Hollywood movie process since 77 and Star Wars has been weaponized to power psychic warfare. We've now got the entire internet weaponized by the Americans to, according to the Russian propaganda network, control perception. And we know from physics that from the Copenhagen interpretation, I think from about 1919, quantum mechanics, that the observer, that's humans or uh-huh. machines, uh-huh. collapses the quantum wave function to produce an observable event. So if you've got billions of observers observing a pre-constructed template, like the fall of the Dark Empire and the death of the Dark Lord in 77, then one can use this to undermine the Dark Empire at the time, which was the Soviet Union, and of course to kill the president of the Soviet Union when third film came out, where the emperor got stuck down power shaft by Darth Vader in the third film, which of course would allow them to kill Andropov, who died in 82. So you can see that the most powerful weapon system that NATO has got isn't nuclear weapons, or isn't biological weapons, or chemical weapons, or even their space fleet, which Gary McKinnon uncovered, but in fact it's their psychic warfare program that's been using Hollywood movies, and remember they spend trillions on Hollywood movies, in order to power the psychic warfare officers of NATO, and to get billions of people focusing on a template which changes reality. All of this, as I say, undermined by the death of Princess Leia.
All right. AKA, hold on a minute. Hold that thought. All right, we got to pause on that note. We'll be right back. Violence, rape, murder, stabbings, shootings must be dealt with summarily and immediately, or there's no chance. No chance, zero chance. Remember, Britain's Muslim rape gangs, there's a huge cover-up by the UK media. They refer to British women and girls as easy meat. Over 1 million rapes in the UK last year. Guess by whom? We'll be right back. All right, let's get right back to our conversation with Terrible Tim here on January the 2nd, the year 2017. Dateline London, some scandals are so massive that they're simply hard to believe. As many as 1 million white English women and girls and boys may have been the victims of Muslim rape gangs in the past year. Policy analyst George Eigler says, when you encounter an issue that is just so unbelievable, just so outside your frame of reference and understanding, the immediate human reaction is to just not believe it at all. There is, in fact, right now in the UK, in London, no law and order. The authorities often make it sound as if it is the English girl's fault or her parents' fault because you don't have control of your child. Eigler goes on to say, if you are a young English girl, particularly between the ages of 9 and 14, and you find yourself subject to the perversions of Muslim men, you effectively exist in a country where the forces of law and order do not exist at all. End quote.
What's the problem, Jeff?
Yeah. See, if you're new to Tim, new to the program, Tim is the master of presenting things.
Europe's going to be the caliphate, it's going to be a Muslim caliphate.
I'm saying that the only way to stop that...
These white girls are just being trained for their purpose in life, which is rape slaves, Jeff.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. That's how they think. Look what they're doing to them in Germany. Are they being charged in Germany? No, they're being released immediately.
Exactly. Yeah. And think, 50, as we've been talking about it, Europe's gone, its only purpose is to become the caliphate. As I say, Tim Reef had invented the new form of World War III, which is Cobalt 60, and of course, wetware. So Islamic State don't invade Europe with their tanks and Air Force, because they haven't got any. They simply send in hundreds of millions of Muslims and wait and outbreed them and take over. So given time, Islamic State will have taken over Europe. We've got the problem with the Donald, who doesn't like the Muslims who've taken over Europe.
Tim, who does?
Sorry?
Who does?
Who does what?
Like the Muslims that have taken over Europe.
The Europeans do. They embrace them totally, Jeff. They protect them. MI5's main purpose is to protect the Muslims and allow them to...
That's not a completely irrational statement, what he's making.
No, that's what they do.
Yeah.
If you talk to the police, you'll find that they're not allowed to prosecute. The papers get D-notices about...
D-notice means they're censored.
Exactly. It happens in Germany, France, all over Europe, Jeff. It all comes from the Rothschilds, who are forcefully miscegenating Europe because they've twigged that...
Everything's beige. They're turning it into beige.
Yeah, divide
Europe.
And conquer.
Right.
Now, back to psychic warfare, which is the third phase of the wetware, Cobalt 60. Now we've got psychic warfare. Now, the problem is with the trillion-dollar Pentagon program of psychic warfare, there is unintended consequences because, of course, we've got Carrie Fisher, who plays Princess Leia. And remember, we've got templates. Now we've had billions of people observing that Princess Leia, who of course is the princess, and then the matriarch in the Republic, which of course is the West, has died. We also know that she is computer simulated in Rogue One, which was the Pentagon trying for a second bite at the apple, basically make a film pre-Star Wars in order to use the same weapon system to destroy the new evil empire, which is Putin, that dark emperor and his evil empire, and of course try and use it against the chinks, because we've got Donnie Yen from Hong Kong in the film to try and have a go at the Chinese and Xi Jinping as well. The problem is now that with the death of Carrie Fisher in the newer sphere, because remember the Pentagon have committed themselves to full spectrum dominance, which is total control over the mind and the soul of humanity. The newer sphere can be thought of as all those humans observing the quantum wave function, collapsing it to produce reality. And of course, we know you, like any computer network, you can hack it and take it over. Now with Princess Leia, we've got the terrible unintended consequences of the Rothschilds. Remember, the Rothschilds run the psychic warfare program like they run the space fleet ever since Nixon's time. We've got that we now have the template of Princess Leia, who in various guises can either be the young woman, which you can use to kill, say, Taylor Swift, or the old woman. Remember, she's the general in The Force Awakens, to kill Hillary Clinton or the Queen. So you can actually now, if you understand the technology, you can start to use the Rogue One, Force Awakens, the Star Wars, all of that weapon system which the Pentagon used to kill Andropov and destroy the USSR, to start killing Western matriarchs or young Western women.
Right.
Talons can be now slaughtered. Secret police, dead-eyed, fish-faced, fish-eyed zombie, Theresa May, can be targeted to be slaughtered.
A new description of her.
And, of course, we've got the front page of the Mail today, which is Tim Riefat using the Pentagon's weapon program to give the Queen a terminal New Year, hoping we can see the death of the Queen using the American psychic warfare program. So you can see, of course, these so-called controllers, the Rothschilds, who think they're in control, aren't, because remember, there's always unintended consequences.
Yeah.
And one can see with psychic warfare, when you've got billions of people worshipping a reality star like Donald Trump and having him as the archetypal boss, he's the archetype of the boss from The Apprentice, then of course that means that the same mechanism which the Pentagon used in Star Wars to destroy that horrible, horrible Soviet Union, their own systems being used to use the noosphere. Remember, the noosphere is all important. The noosphere controls reality, controls the mind and the soul. Then that noosphere will automatically manifest Donald Trump as the boss of the free world, because he is the template for the boss from The Apprentice. So are you beginning to understand why the Pentagon's going crazy that psychic warfare is being disseminated on a massive scale to the public?
Mm-hmm.
Because the noosphere is all important. If you control the noosphere, you control the world. It doesn't matter how much money the Rothschilds have, or the fish-eyed zombie ghoul called Theresa May sending a task force to Brighton to slaughter Tim Rifat, when you've got the entire psychic warfare program template of Princess Leia, or General Leia in The Force Awakens, now being redirected to kill Theresa May, kill the matriarch of the UK, the Queen, all using the weapon system that was so effective on the USSR. So you can see that the Pentagon is in a state of panic with the death of Carrie Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
wasn't supposed to die until the Rothschilds had conquered the world, but since she died at 60, which of course is a very special number for Illuminati like myself, one can see now that you can also use her to kill young women, like I'm practicing on Taylor Swift, because if you can kill someone fit and strong like Taylor Swift and worshipped, then that means it's open season on, you know, all of the young people. And one can see that with this technology, it's a nightmare, because remember, the future for the masses, according to a government report, is pretty hellish. We've got Britain in 2030, think tank predicts peak population and rise of the robots. They predicted that human work will not disappear by 2030, but technology, in particular automation, will radically transform what we do and how we do it. Autonomous, or at least near autonomous, vehicles are becoming ubiquitous by the mid-2030s, transforming transport and urban design. And of course, we've got automation and AI networks will reshape how we live and play, and in the process our social institutions.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Built in
AI is a big thing. The robotic generation is coming, and
which means a lot of
people will never have jobs. I think they'll
exactly.
grow up and they'll never have jobs.
Of course, if in 2016, 2017, 2015, 2014, 2013, someone releases psychic warfare and how to do it to the public, then in 2030, when all of the slaves are twiddling their thumbs doing nothing, some of them might decide that they don't like the trillionaires who rule the world, like Sir Philip Green, the Jew who's stolen nearly £600 million and paid for his latest £100 million yacht, had his £50 million birthday party in Cyprus. So they might start using this technology 15 years from now to kill the A-listers, because, of course, as we saw with Andropov, psychic killing is not only credible, but has been used by the Pentagon for decades, and in fact was used by the Pentagon to destroy the USSR. Now, with this newer sphere, remember, the newer sphere also links up with other observers, which are the computers. And according to this report by the British government, by 2021, the average PC will have the processing speed of a human brain. By 2050, a single such machine could have more processing power than all humanity combined. Now, of course, thankfully, the Pentagon have allowed psychic warfare to hack and control these machines, because remember Princess Leia in the Rogue One, which you might know, it's quite a popular film at the moment, is computer generated, because instead of being the old 60-year-old Jewish hag that she actually was, she appears in the film as a computer.
What is this film?
Rogue One. It's the Star Wars film, which is the film before Star Wars, which has just come out.
It's a prequel.
Exactly, yeah. And in that, Princess Leia stars as a computer-generated simulant, which means that when Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, died, she got a heart attack on the way back from London, rather like the Duke of Westminster, if you remember.
And others? Yeah.
Oh, plenty. And if you want to give people heart attacks, just get Schroeder and Ostrander's book, Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain, and you'll see a woman called Kulagina.
It's a landmark book. Yeah.
Grabbed the heart of a Russian scientist and showed how she could destroy his heart using telekinesis. So you can see it's very easy. Now, the thing
is,
it's dependent upon energy. But remember, the Pentagon supplied the energy, because the Pentagon has made the Star Wars franchise billions of people, which have supplied the Force. And remember, this Force doesn't go away. It's in the newer sphere, so you can simply artificially reincarnate Princess Leia.
She'll never die.
No, the Russians have got this technique called artificial reincarnation, where you can actually artificially reincarnate people into you to get their talents. And of course, with remote viewing, you can artificially reincarnate Princess Leia or Carrie Fisher into the Queen. In order to then get the energy for the telekinesis, not from yourself, because you're a feeble little person, but the billions of people in the newer sphere who've stuck this energy into the newer sphere, which then downloads into the Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher in the target, which then kills, say, for example, the Queen or the fish-eyed zombie ghoul, Theresa May or Merkel, or you can then use the mother, because they're connected, that's Debbie Reynolds, who had the brain destruction, to give that laughing clown, Hillary Clinton, the brain damage that I promised her. So you can see that the psychic warfare program of the West has been, let us say, hijacked by the death of this lovely, delightful Jewish girl, Carrie Fisher.
Now,
and the computers which generated Princess Leia, a.k.a. Carrie Fisher, of course, now are linked into the system, the newer sphere, so you can start psychically hacking computers.
Okay, that was my point. I was going to go there. All right. Yeah. Now, let me go back to Hollywood while we still have time here. Hollywood now has it within its power to be God. They can create anyone, anytime, in any movie, at any age. We saw this with Benjamin Button movie with Brad Pitt, where he regressed and became younger and younger throughout the film. Now, that was 10 years ago. Now what they can do is limitless. limitless,
yeah,
which is also a good movie.
Yeah, actors
basically
irrelevant, but I'm just saying that the use of dead actors has unintended consequences, which allow experts like myself to then use the noosphere and all the force generated by the Pentagon's Hollywood program to then start manifesting.
How important
dream,
is Hollywood?
Which is killing all the A-listers on the planet, Jeff.
Right.
That's, you know, everyone has to have a hobby. I like killing A-listers.
How important is Hollywood to the Pentagon?
It's vital, because psychic warfare is energy dependent, and if you've got billions of observers observing their templates, remember the
that's Pentagon, where the energy goes, right?
Yes, it's energy dependent. So you can see why the Russians and the Chinese have no chance against the Pentagon, because the Chinese and the Russians don't have Hollywood. The Americans do, but unfortunately for the Americans, you've got experts like myself who come along and say, thank you, Pentagon generals. Now I'm going to take over and use your own system for my own purposes. So you can see how useful it is. The Russians and Chinese haven't got a chance of doing anything, because they don't have the energy supply. Unless, of course, they got all the Chinese in China, 1.4 billion of them, staring at a screen to do something like, kill a Pentagon general or blow up the brains of Jacob Rothschild, which the template for that's in Scanners, Cronenberg film, where you've got telepaths who can blow people's brains up and hack in. So, you know, the films are out there, and if, of course, they put on the face of the target on the guy whose brain was blown in Scanners and had 1.4 billion Chinese watching it, then of course that would then provide into the noosphere the 1.4 billion people's force, which would then go into the target, which would then kill the target. So you can see it isn't that psychic warfare doesn't work, it's that you need basically control of the noosphere. And in Hollywood, like, for example, we saw the Hollywood attempt to murder the great man, my best chummy, Kim Jong-un, with the film about, remember the Hollywood film which had Kim Jong-un killed?
It was called The Interview.
Yeah, and of course that didn't work, because an expert like Tim Riefat can simply...
Did you go see it?
No, I wouldn't go and see a Jewish
I didn't
like
go
that.
See it either.
And of course, thanks to Tim's intervention, we've got the news story, which is brilliant. Kim determined to be a nuclear power in 2017. Uh-huh. North Korea's leaders are determined to complete the development of nuclear weapons by the end of 2017, according to the country's most senior defector. Tai Yong-ho, 55, the former deputy ambassador to the UK, defected to South Korea earlier this year, along with his wife and children, blah, blah, blah. Now he reports that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will pursue his nuclear program at all costs and will not relinquish the weapons, even if the country is offered $1 trillion or $10 trillion in return. The election of Donald Trump, the impeachment of South Korea's President Park Geun-hye, which, of course, as you can see, shows that North Korean psychic warfare is working brilliantly, because they basically trashed South Korea's political system.
Oh, yeah.
And she was the main enemy of the great
man. So you
man.
Think there was some psi involved with her fall?
Of course.
Huh?
Everything in the world is psi, Jeff. The noosphere controls everything on the planet. Everything
Spell
else.
Spell that word for our listeners, noosphere.
N-O-O-S-P-H-E-R-E.
It looks like noosphere and noosphere. Yeah. It's also pronounced noosphere by some people, but
exactly.
Just so you know.
I've got a speech impediment because I'm British, Jeff, and not American. Now, he added, due to domestic political procedures, North Korea calculates that South Korea and the U.S. will not be able to take physical or military actions to deter North Korea's nuclear development. And they are also... James Clapper, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, has previously said that trying to persuade North Korea to denuclearize is probably a lost cause.
Ain't never going to happen, James.
And remember, 10 years ago, we had when Bush's Negroid stated that North Korea had given up nuclear weapons. There was a guy called Tim Riefen who said that North Korea would become a nuclear hyperpower developing nuclear H-bomb Cobalt 60 weapons and ICBMs to deliver them to the USA. And the Noosphere, as I say, is not only powering Kim Jong-un, but actually is manifesting Tim Riefat's prophecy from 10 years ago when everyone else said North Korea would give up. So you can see with the Cobalt 60 weaponry, which wins World War III for NATO's enemies, the wetware, which now has overrun Europe and will turn it into a caliphate 50 years from now, and with the hacking into the Pentagon's trillion-dollar psychic warfare program, which controls the Noosphere, with the death of Carrie Fisher, that the Rothschilds' plan of taking over the world not only will fail, but now Tim Riefat's going to be using the Noosphere and all of these Hollywood movies to murder as many A-listers, including the Rothschild royal family, as possible. So if I'm successful, we see the death of the Queen this year, and then the death of more of the royal family and lots of A-listers, and it'll make the 30% increase look a drop in the ocean.
Paltry.
Remember,
paltry.
Psychic warfare follows the exponential function, which means that nothing much happens for quite a time, and then it goes up slowly and then goes straight up. So if it's
all
an operation, one would hope that 10 years from now there won't be any A-listers left on the planet.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Thanks to the efforts of Yuru and others.
It was the miraculous intervention of God that struck down Carrie Fisher and opened the door to unintended consequences, Jeff.
All right. Unintended consequences. That's something we'll have to deal with, too. Next time. Thanks, Tim. Take care.
Bye.
There he goes, Tim Riefat, on a roll tonight.